That's what it needed on the end, though.
Good record, that, wasn't it? Yeah,
you know what? For my second album, I know who's come to.
That's right. I mean, forget, we're a lot cheaper than Billy Orbit.
Yeah.
Billy Orbit. I didn't call that before.
I tell you what, he's been in here.
Has he?
He came
in here. A lovely fella.
He was a great bloke. He came in. What was that band? What were they called?
Strange Cargo.
Strange Cargo, they called themselves. Yeah. And he was diving around behind all his gadgets in here, and it all went wrong. I've never seen a man look more worried. It all went wrong on live radio. But yeah, that's a great record. That's Melanie C. I'll Never Be the Same Again. When's that out?
Oh gosh, beginning of March.
Beginning of March.
Yeah.
I saw a little trailer before on the telly because tomorrow night on Channel 4, one of these top 10 things. It's top 10 girls. Girl bands, isn't it? And you were in the trailer. I think Bananarama were in and the Supremes.
Wow.
Do you know where you come in there? Have you seen it? Do you know where you come? What number?
I haven't got a clue, but it's the top 10.
It's the top 10 girl bands.
Between 1 and 10, you know, I'm not complaining.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, that's what I
was thinking about it, though. I mean, like, it's strange, really, that you can still kind of do a top 10 of girl bands, isn't it? You know, because there's like, there has never, out of all the girl bands, never been a band who's really achieved massive success. Like playing instruments, like a bloke band. And the only one I could think of was the Bangles.
Yeah, well, I suppose in America, the Go-Go's. They were pretty big, weren't they?
Yeah.
Belinda Carlisle. Elastica. Moses.
Well, there's some blokes,
The Cause is mostly women.
It's got Jim in there, just an observation, really. Yeah. I just wondered why.
Shangri-Las.
They were all singers, the Shangri-Las.
Oh, yeah.
They were all singers, so I wondered who the other ones would be, really.
Mm.
I mean, do you play an instrument yourself? I mean, how do you go about writing
very,
a song?
Very badly.
Which one do you play badly?
I've always intended to play guitar, and I've tried piano.
Right.
But it's so difficult.
So you play bad guitar?
Yeah.
Bad job for you in the Shire, also.
Definitely.
Well, you've got plenty of people playing guitar.
How do I write songs?
Yeah, I mean, you just get a tune in your head or just a hook or something?
Tunes in my head, voices in my head, lyrics, you know, it really depends. But I like to say that my voice is my instrument.
Right.
And on this album, something that was really exciting for me was just using my voice in loads of different ways.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy lots of different styles of music and I really love experimenting with my voice.
Yeah.
So, you know, it comes quite easy. And I always work with people who are very musical, you know, collaborators.
Yeah, sure.
And we just bounce off each other.
Right.
And then
we worked for Erk and Skell, didn't it?
What?
Jane Skell, no, she's a couple of guys. I mean, we sort of do a bit of tribute to them, don't we? Tight-throat singing.
Cumbrian tight-throat singing.
Oh, yeah.
That can't be good for your vocals.
No, it's not.
I was going to ask you about it, but I mean, because you've got a powerful voice and everything, you know, and you're quite loud. Did you ever have any training once you sort of got... Most people who sing for a living, they get to a certain stage and then people tell them, for the sake of holding on to some vocal cords, to go and have proper training.
Do
Did
it
you
the
do
right
that?
Way. Well, I've always sang, you know, I can't remember not singing.
Because your mum's a singer. Exactly, right.
So, so I just thought everyone sang, but everyone's always down there. You sing in the bath or you sing in the car, whatever.
But not loud. Most people are too embarrassed. They sort of go...
Yeah, well, when you're in on your own, you can.
Right, yeah.
Belt it out. But, I was always singing as a kid, and I think that's where a lot of your training comes in, you know, sort of imitating your idols and stuff like that. Depends on what you're listening to.
Indeed.
And then, you know, I've had training. I went to Performing Arts College, and I've done a lot of, like, theatrical training.
Right.
And then, you know, within the Spice Girls, we've had some great voice coaches, because, like you say, doing a lot of live gigs. I mean, when Spice Girls went on tour, we did 104 shows in, like, 8 months or something.
Yeah.
And so we had to know how to look after it.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to learn. It's always nice to improve as well. I just want to get better.
Yeah, indeed. Now, when you started doing your solo stuff as well, and you did some interviews and you said, you know, you wanted to do more kind of indie rocky stuff because that was the stuff you'd always listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Were you worried that some people might think, oh, you know, she sort of used the Spice Girls as a vehicle, don't just kind of pop to be successful, to sort of get to do your own thing, really? And you were seen to be kind of distancing yourself
a
bit
from
the
what?
Spice Girls.
Well, do you know what? I was very, very naive on releasing this album because I mean, personally, I always give people the benefit of the doubt, you know,
right.
And I really didn't think because I was, you know, being very honest about my music and, you know, I love being in the Spice Girls and that's a huge part of me, but it's part of me and, you know, when I do my solo work, it's the whole of me, you know, and it's very, very personal. And so I wasn't quite prepared for all the criticism that I came up against, really, and it affected me for a long, long time.
Got you down, did it?
It really
took
got
it
me
really
down.
Personally.
I did. I took it very badly.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I just think, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I know the truth. And as long as I stay true to myself, and then people can think what they want, really. Because someone said an excellent quote to me the other day, other people's opinions of yourself are none of your business. Because the only person whose opinion matters is your own.
Right, oh well.
We're getting very profound, aren't we?
Well, we are, no, but I mean, you know, people, I think, they assume that because you're in the public eye and you've been in the Spice Girls, that nothing hurts you at all, you know.
Oh my God.
And, you know, I'm sure that's not right. All right, Melanie C is with us for about, another half hour before you've got to get off and.
So if you
want to have got a question for Mel, then by all means, send it in down the usual lines of communication.